Attention, 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 this is attention. Public service announcement.
A new phenomenon of rumblings felt from Kingston all the way back to the grassroots of East London.
Not from Kingston, bro. Not from Kingston. Not from Kingston.
When anyone wants to be from Jamaica, they say Kingston. They can never say the parish at the end.
That's how you know Jamaica was on brand.
Boom! Tug of war in the place. Boom!
I swear he's dancing up and I've got yell in
this video.
Nah, he would have got a quick reload still.
Nah, fam.
He would have got a reload, fam. He would have got a reload.
Bro.
Fam, he would have got a reload.
Terms just told the man then that he is actually Turkish, and that is actually a mind-blowing situation.
Fam, he's IMF. Hey, viewers, did you know that Tug of War got a reload? Was it twice or three times?
Twice at Sting.
At Sting?
I don't know about the second. The second one's kind of techie. You know when they just give it?
Yeah, but it weren't really...
Just give it. The crowd didn't really ask for that.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
you
sometimes
know.
You see a man get a wheel up and the crowd ain't really asking for
it. Yeah, but they're just trying to...
But it's like the man's rapping and he's looking behind
him.
Hey, bro.
You know what to do.
The man is Turkish, fam. The man is Turkish. A lot of respect to Turkish people, but this is how you know that the Caribbean, not even the Caribbean, the Jamaican thing was just on brand back
yeah,
then.
Yeah. Of course.
His brothers... When his brothers were doing chili sauce salad, boss, he was trying to do something different. You feel me?
Jesus Christ, man.
He was trying to do something different.
Tug of war in the place.
Boom! Go! What? Women him!
Yeah,
shout tug of what? Tuggy, tuggy.
I don't even know what that rhythm is called.
Fam. Do you remember the upper rhythm?
I was one.
Fam, the one like with the surfboard.
I don't want you to talk about. Yeah,
hold on. We can't be doing two track of the week.
No. I just want to find it, but it's mad. He's got too many rhythms.
But yeah, 2K3 the podcast. Hey,
what's happening?
Woo! We're back, man. We're back. What's good, everyone? Hope you're all good. Shouts to everyone, like and subscribe, and all that good stuff. How's the man's week's been?
The week's been World Cup-y, you feel me?
Sure, isn't it?
This World Cup is proper World Cup-ing, bro.
I was all fucking not sure how I'd feel about it being in fucking winter and that.
Oh, yeah.
It's been popping, bro.
It's been popping,
especially because right now outside is cold, your piss.
Cold, your piss
out there, bro. So I've been relishing just being chilling off. Obviously working on that, but chilling off watching the World Cup, bro. The World Cup's been probably like the most entertaining for me, and I don't know if it's because it's not a summer thing, because in the summer football's more of a motive than the football.
Do you know what I think it is?
It's just guanin. Like, this World Cup is really like, there's just bare things that can happen, fam.
Yeah, mad things.
Fam, Messi, Japan beat Spain and Germany, fam.
Easy.
In
as
one
well.
World Cup. And usually in a World Cup, that would be the most maddest thing that happens in the World Cup.
Yeah. Not to mention when Saudi Arabia beat fucking Argentina.
Oh, I forgot.
And now Argentina are just.
It's mad.
The game is rigged.
What is good, family?
Nah, man. It's been a nice week. It's been a good week. It's been productive. It's coming close to Christmas, obviously. You know, it's cold outside, so. So my partner likes to go shopping in person, go out, touch things, see things. Oh, I want to get this for the kids.
Yeah.
Me, I like
online.
Yeah, order to my yard. Mm. Yeah, straight to my. I'm not going nowhere for that. Mm. That's coming to me. What do you mean? Go outside and wrap up and from shop to shop, looking. I ain't got time for that.
I don't mind that in summer, but...
I don't mind, but now, fam.
I can't do that, no time still. I can't, like, when it comes to shopping, I'll just, like, deliver it to my door, please.
Yeah.
If I'm going out and start buying something that is for... If I'm going out to buy something today for somewhere that I'm trying to go today,
tonight, then that's a different story.
I'm going out to shop for that occasion on a disorganized vibe.
Yeah.
But any other time, if I've got time before the event I'm trying to plan to go to, then forget that, bro. I'll just get that online still.
Straight to my yard, but how's your week, bro?
good. No, I was trying to remember. How long we've been? Oh, it's been good, man. But it's just been topsy turvy, family passing away.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Legend's family passing away. You get what I'm saying? So it's been that. But apart from that, it's been a good week, man.
How's the settling in going?
Good. All I need is a coffee table now. I've been buying coffee table. Bro? Huh?
Do you drink coffee?
Nah, man.
So what's it gonna be for? Magazines?
Tea. Yeah, juice.
I've been buying bare coffee table books, bruv.
Yeah.
Yeah, fam. I got some hard ones, fam. Some
my girl wants to do that as well. It's just
Yeah,
it's a bad thing. I know already. But yeah, the topic this week is going to be Connie.
What?
You set the topic this week.
Bro, I set the topic this week, yeah. As a matter of fact, I did.
If I said what? Oh, yeah.
I just don't like being put on the spot, and I just like to just, you know, throw the hot potato back, you get me? But this week is about, like, just being ends, playing out. Obviously, it's different. Like, perspectives are different between men and women, but of course, there's three men sitting on the couch right now, so man's going to give our perspective of what it was like playing out back in the day on our own, like, respective estates. Not like naming any names or anything, just talking about what the goings on were, what the things that we experienced, the good and the bad, the ugly and what have you. And like in comparison to like what the setup would be if you went to like your cousin's house, your close cousin's house, like, you know, like your mum's or dad's favourite sibling, you go to their yard. And their yard might be a little bit further away. And then it's like the culture's like it's a little bit different. Like there's you live on an estate and one of your cousins lives in the suburbs, and then when you go to their house, they don't have like a community where you're going out. Like they live on a residential street.
Playing out
is non-existent. Those houses are kind of like a anyway. Before I go into it, because I start talking about my own experiences and blah blah blah, I'll let you kick off and see what's really good though. Because let's make no mistake, the three people sitting on this couch, as far as I'm aware, grew up either on estates or in very, very close proximity
of estates.
To estates.
Yeah, exactly.
So some niggas were at the window or on the stoop or on the porch for the and those are the baddest niggas today. The baddest ones. Like they got their ratios for being the baddest niggas out here are high. But anyway.
To this day.
Trust me. But anyway, tell me something, fellas.
I don't know what to say. I mean, I wasn't allowed to play out for long.
Okay, so we have our first stoop nigga.
For long, I wasn't allowed to play out. Like, my thing was just, like, I keep saying it, but again, new people could be watching. I grew up in Gypsy Hill. So, I was around before Gypset was even started, before any of that. You know when you know people, and then later on down the line, they end up being in a gang and they got this bad name, but you know their real name. That's what my thing was. So, I knew everyone because you got your local shop. Everyone goes to the local school. It's just a lot. It's just a very nice community if you live there and if everyone knows you. The older you get, obviously we used to play football like in my block of flats. We used to play football
inside the block.
Yeah, like in the block. So
that's
it's just really, like
that's the stoop at its finest.
Yeah. So it's like in indoor football because man was not allowed outside.
Who was there?
Me, my little brother. So like in my block, it's like each
floor
is two flats, but it's in a kind of close community. So we're like close neighbors, like closest. So my neighbor, shout out Crazer, shout out Jordan. They was like man's peoples. Anytime man would come out my house, not them. What, you want to go play football? Yeah, it's cool. Used to play all day. It's mad. Shout out their mother, Kim. She used to like, sometimes she'll be cooking dinner. She'll be like, "Well, like you lot come and have dinner, come and get drinks, come and chill." Or they used to come in my yard, and my mum would do the same thing. You don't want to eat, drink. Like we was just a very close knit. Like,
it's crazy. Sorry to cut you. I'll let you get on with your story and that. But you see how like the power of parenting back then, back in the day. Like, we're talking about potentially five people, five kids in a block here, and this block is not no big, estate block. Yeah, exactly. It's a tight one.
Yeah, it's
you
tight
get
block,
me?
Yeah.
And no one has the front to open that the main door of that block.
Yeah, exactly.
And cross the threshold out into the wild because they know asses will be getting bust up.
So that was our thing, playing in the block. Then we got a bit older and got a bit daring. I don't want to say no names, but someone started to bully the woman that lived under them. It turned out to be like an Asian woman. Correct me if I'm wrong, I think she was Chinese. But the man who started like doing mad things, like just like knock down ginger.
Inside,
you know? Like all opening the letterbox and like trying to speak in certain twangs. And it was like, come on now. Then, again, I won't say who, but man was taking a bit too far. And the man was like, obviously, there was the parking behind my block. So everyone knew whose cars was who. Man started to dash shit at the woman's car.
What kind
actual
of shit?
Shit.
Human shit?
Shit.
Nah, man.
Like man was getting tissue and shitting in it.
Oh,
and
I don't even know.
And just like,
hey, fam, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah,
though,
yeah.
Because you see people that are properly handling human shit, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, because obviously, man, in jail, you catch man that will talk about, yeah, man, just have to just do a shit and smear it all over the walls and that. Like, how was man really handling shit?
Well,
like, to how, though?
Man would, like again, I know who it is. I'm not gonna be out now, but they was wrapping up the shit and just like.
How old was you at this age? Sorry,
like 8, 9.
Anyone,
like young men,
anyone with the courage here, anyone with the courage, and they're talking even now in this big age. I can't. If you shit outside without a toilet,
yeah,
I can't trust
much,
you.
Yeah, it's too much.
I can't trust you.
Because your back is itching.
Because you will do
anything.
You will go to extreme lengths. You will take off one of your socks and wipe your ass with your own sock and then put your bare foot back in.
Right, if you was
your trainer, which is also a thing I can't trust.
If you was in like the jungle or the woods or something like that.
Yeah. If you're in jungle mentality, I get it, I hear it.
Or in the woods. Yeah.
But there must be a little lake or something, like man was shit and just go
wipe. If you're stranded, because let's be real, if you're in the jungle and you're in those sort of extreme conditions.
Anything.
your sleeping conditions
are
terrible.
Yeah.
Your sanitary conditions are going to be terrible. Mm. Your eating conditions are going to be terrible. Mm. You'll sleep where you've never slept before. You'll eat what you've never eaten before.
Yeah.
And you will do things that you've never done. But I'm talking about like after a rave.
Like you're
frowning. People will frown upon. And I frown upon it, but I will clench my arse cheeks until I get to my yard.
Yeah. Always.
Brother. I will let, you know.
Where did you shit, Tevs?
No, you know when you clench your arse cheeks and it comes back into your
belly. Yeah.
you know that feeling, bro?
I will do that, but because I am a man that I would rather be in a firing squad than put my arse on a toilet seat or better yet, the raw toilet. Raw dog in the glizzy.
Come on.
On the toilet seat in a nightclub.
Never in a nightclub. I'm not gonna lie, there's been times where I'm at maybe at work or something where man puts down the tissue. I don't think I've ever shit in a nightclub. Or if I'm
nightclub, never.
Nah, bro.
Do you know
if I need to shit in the night party dumps, I'm banging on the furnace.
Do you know what the worst places? Not the worst places, but the most awkward places is like, you see if you need to, what do you think I'm gonna say?
Gym.
No, I've never even.
I had to do the matting in the gym.
I'll go home.
I had to do the matting in the gym.
No.
Bro, I was on the brink of dying in there, fam. And then, like, I ran in the toilet and put water on my face and realized it's not water on my face. I need to release.
Yeah. What gym was it like?
Prestige or?
Was it Prestige gym?
No, it was like the ends.
Gym or
Yeah, on the ends, like.
Nah, man.
Bro, man, come out of that toilet feeling fresh and that.
I'm not gonna lie, bruv.
Them toilets get too much DNA for me. Bro.
This was life or death because that workout was death. Like you know when man's doing workout and you weren't prepared for the workout, fam. Like it's.
I'll just go home, you know.
I'll go home. People that are gonna frown down on this on the toilet seat in the nightclub and then go outside and then shit like a dog.
No.
Bro,
in the bush.
Come on, man.
I'd rather just put tissue all over the toilet seat.
Yeah.
Even there's times when I've done that, and like, I don't know why I talk about shit, you know.
The toilet tissue broke, innit?
No, like, not even that.
Because Joey was in his adventurous playing out vibes, his introduction to playing out, he's throwing human shit at cars.
You know when, like, I don't know if you've ever done the tissue on the toilet, And then sometimes like a little bit of the tissue slips.
Yeah, exactly, fam. Yeah, it's like lava.
And you just feel disgusting. Yeah,
you feel like a trap now.
Like, you're all itching. Like, I need to have a shower.
Yeah, you feel like a trap.
I'm like, you're like, oh, they got me.
Yes.
And, fam, if you're not on your way
you
home,
you got me
like,
now.
Yeah, nah, that's it. It's over.
You just feel disgusting. You put it's that over. You feel like you've just been quiet. Put it on your trousers like,
bad, no, but yeah, anyway, so that was the thing anyway. Like someone in the block was doing that. Anyway, man got up a bit older. The man kind of stepped off the stoop and was kind of mingling with the gypset brothers. Obviously, everyone knows everyone anyway. Yeah, yeah. Like it's not even a step off the stoop. Yeah. Well, it is.
And no one's really got the household names of gypset or any gang. No one's got those names.
Exactly. It's just like, I swear that was good. All of that stuff. Then it was mad. It turned into the block is man's block. So it's like everyone on the estate knows that's your block. Mm-hmm. So they'll come there and ask for you or just expect to see you because they know, oh yeah, that's Didder's block, like on that sense. But playing out vibes, like, don't get wrong, we did play out at times, but my playing out was more when I went to like my nan's, as in my dad's mom or my mum's mom. Mm-hmm. That's when man really got to start playing out, like all
venturing,
day long, like
venturing bikes,
bikes.
Yeah,
you know, like running in the yard, all asking for a drink and putting squash and the fucking tap water and
tap water and a Robinson.
Yeah, yeah, just can I get a drink? And friends at the door like, oh yeah, do you want a drink? And then my nan's like, who said you could be inviting like people in my yard?
House,
yeah. Like, who is it? It's still the oh, all right, it's fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Been a minute. Like that's when my playing outside, but in my yard, it weren't prominent.
I think for me, yeah, when I was really young, not even really young, but when I was young, I used to want to live in a block so badly.
Can you please tell me why?
Because it just felt like there was more of a community.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I lived, it was obviously I'm across from the block, but it's still just
away,
that across from the block is away because
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not part of any sort
it's
of
like one layer of like 0.5 layers separation.
Yeah. So at first, my mum, when we was really young, because my mum had worked, she was working with like a lot of youth around, like youths around the area and stuff like that. She was on this, you're not like
you will not be associated.
The stories that these young boys told me, you're not getting anywhere. And this was like, I was in primary school. Like, yeah,
don't go anywhere.
I just want to go Yellowbrick. Like, my friends are over in Yellowbrick. Like, can I go there? No. There's a couple of times when I went, just playing football, run outs, banging on people's doors. But, like, it weren't until, if I'm honest, it weren't until, like, year seven, when I could finally, like, step off and just go on my own. Because before, she was just so adamant. Like, no. And I'm like, brother, I'm trying to...
Yeah, of course.
I'm trying to have fun. Like, at that point in my age, I'm not even thinking about that. But she was like, you know what goes on in there? And the thing is, when there's bootings happening, man is still close enough to hear it.
Yeah,
so there's been times when there was something that happened. Mom told me about this the other day. There was something that happened, like, just, like, literally just across from man, yeah? And my mom had to pick man up from school or something like that. But everywhere's taped off. So she's had to duck underneath and run just to get back from school.
Yeah.
They're all like, what are you doing? Like, no, she's got to go get a child. So I think that happened probably really early. So it scared her.
Mm.
And it's a difference because we didn't have cousins or aunts or uncles in this country.
So
my mum is like a young black woman, really by herself.
Just on her own, yeah.
Really
just,
in the trenches.
So
I feel like the reason why I wanted to grow up in a block so much, I was like, oh, if I were to grow up there, I could have just slid out bare times. Because there'll be no problem. There'll be bare times I come to primary school. And they're like, why are you not allowed out? It's like, my mum. Yeah. You know, back then, I think my mum was, I think as I got older, she got a lot less stricter. But when I was young, it was like she was really protecting man in primary school. Not even like, the times when she probably should have protected man was, you get what I'm saying? When man hit the secondary school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in primary school, she was really adamant, like, don't play out. So I remember just growing up and thinking, When I hit year seven, I was like, cool, I know most of these brothers, but I feel like I never got to venture out
in my area.
Really, like, okay, I'll go Yellow Brick, I'll play football in the cage and all of that. But when I wanted to step, she went on that. So couple times we'd have like fucking water fights, water balloon fights and stuff like that. But it was so like, the memories are so like, I can't remember the word, but they weren't enough for me to be like, yeah, man was outside.
Man played
like,
out, yeah,
and
yeah.
I think that's why when I stepped out, I overtly did too much things because I wanted to stamp my approval. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm outside now. Yeah, that was me fucking primary school times.
Here comes the story.
Listen,
the old nigga.
Man ain't old, bro. We're the same age.
Oh, as an original.
Okay.
OG.
The man them, it's good to hear the man them, because I've never heard this stuff about you, man, so it's interesting, but I don't know if man's spoken about this or because of how things were with us as friends growing up, that you kind of got a gist of how man was as a child, like primary school before we had met and that, but for the, I don't know if I've said it before, but I grew up in Fields. My family house is in Fields. It's still there now. Obviously, it's a different kind of setup now. It's all gentrified and there's Porsches around there and shit. Like,
oh, God.
Houses are £1 million and that. Like, yeah. What the fuck's going on here? This is bricky. But anyway, grew up in Fields and my childhood was just so fucking lit. Mm. I feel like outside of... what we had, if we could bottle it and like dispense that to every generation, it would just be so, it would be so sick, like so lit. Maxfield Estate is, there's no blocks. Well, there are blocks, but there's not, predominantly it's houses. Mm-hmm. And there's courts, and the courts were considered to be blocks, but there was, on those blocks, there were houses. So there weren't no flats. So, but it was like a massive one. It was big. There was different courts, which were blocks of houses.
Yeah, I get you.
All these houses had gardens and they were all multi-story and blah, 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 whatever. Seems. So it's mad techie. Like, it's literally concrete jungle kind of setup. So when you're out, you can't help but not see anyone. And we got the free rein in my house as young G's, me and my two brothers, immediately younger and immediately older, because my two older brothers were olders on the estate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? So my two older brothers were olders on the estate and they held their own within their own right, which allowed man to have that level of freedom, you know?
And I always think, so that's cut, yeah. I don't know if it's the same with you, but I always think like the older brothers have to go through like the graft, grind to allow the younger brothers.
Bro, they have to create the legacy.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Because it's perpetuating. If my older brothers are victims, the chances are we would have got victimized because there's no defense.
At the same time, you're not the trial kid anymore. So you can go like, your older brothers have been outside or whatever. Now you're like, all right, cool. They've already done that. They've kind of been good. So let the third kid go out, the fourth kid can go out. Do you know what I mean?
You know, but yeah, I get it. Yeah, but obviously, and I'm not the first one. I'm not the trial one. But we were all kind of together anyway. So because we're so close in age.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
we all used to go out together.
As a unit.
It was like, you lot all look after each other. And anything that you can't manage, just call your brothers.
You know what I'm trying to say?
So we're out on the block and it's kind of layered. It's like different age groups, because it's so mad that in field so many people had multiple, that so many families had consisted of 3 and 4 children. And because of the age gaps, I had a group of friends, my younger brother had a group of friends, my older brother had a group of friends, and then there was just the olders, which is the older brothers and the older sisters of the thing. So any given day was different. Like, you would see on one day you'd be like just chilling, like I'd be chilling and my older brother would be on the block and he's just with the olders, and all they're talking about is like, oh yeah, I want to get these trainers. I'm going to get these. What you got? Oh, you got those 110s. Or you got that Nike tracksuit. Or you got those. You got these superstars. Or da 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 da. Talking about Reebok classics and all this other shit. Like, they're talking about drip, not drip. Then obviously they didn't even call it then. I thought it was just Garms or whatever back then.
Swagger.
I like, fam. It definitely weren't calling it Swagger then. But
Swagger down.
I used to be like back in the, you know, I never used to understand why my mum was so infatuated by trainers. Like, so infatuated. I developed that from that's hood mentality where a lot of men have developed that like love for trainers, keeping trainers clean, having the latest drops and all the other stuff.
It's like the car before the car. Mm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like the first thing you that's truly like yours, and it's truly the thing that people look at straight away.
Straight away, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then it always had like mad passion, like always had the passion in anything that the olders used to be doing was just mad. They always used to be talking about money, or they used to play this like on the courts. There used to be a football game that they used to play, yeah. And it's like the I don't know if man I can't remember what the game's called, yeah. But the goalkeeper. Mm. There's like outfield players, yeah. It's under the football, and the goalkeeper's cutting to 60.
66.
Yeah. You feel me? See, that's how you know man's not really a football man back in the day. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 66 is the game.
Forgive me, 66, yeah. You can only score with a volley, innit?
Or header.
Volley or header. But header's a volley. So they're like, everyone's doing it. Man's counting 6-6. And if you get a 6-6, the last man who touched the ball has to go.
You can start blazing at each other.
Blazing. And man would sit there and watch the olders just play that.
Yeah.
And then obviously, like, because before it was just close proximity, you know, you're still testing the waters and testing the estate, seeing how far the boundaries are, because fuck me. Like, Maxfield weren't the biggest estate in South London, but it was up there with the biggest estates that was about. So for a long time in my childhood, there were certain corners of the estate man never even really saw like that. Like, you get what I'm trying to say. But then as you branch out, as the estate gets bigger to you, as you like venture out further out into the estate, the estate essentially gets smaller because you're introduced to new families, new people that are on another court or in another part of the block, because it's all one block that you don't even know. And you find out they're cool and they start rolling and they got their own stories, and certain men are cool with certain people, and then you end up going around to this man's house, that man's house, he's got Sky, this guy's got N64, so everyone goes around there, or blah, blah, blah.
He did it.
I see. The poor soul done it still.
Right. We're going to do it. We need to start doing a count of this. Because you were looking for me, yeah. And I didn't give it to you that time.
You gave the little...
No, I didn't. Did you see me do it?
No, bro. Oh,
right. He's instant replay. We'll see if
we go on this side.
If we don't, then
we'll see. The VAR doesn't count then.
We'll see.
Anyway, carry on. I was really enjoying the story.
But,
Sharp, man.
It's techie. Like it's you always used to see different things. So my older brother's friends, like they were the ones that were toying around with the smoking situation.
For context, just give the ages, like right now, in terms of when you're talking about older brothers.
So if I'm 7, my brother's 9, and my younger brother's 6, So my older brother's age group, there's people in that within that circle that are 2 years older than him. Mm-hmm. So they're like just entering secondary school, that kind of thing. So they're like venture, they're kind of testing out the going to getting people to buy singles for them outside.
Singles, you know.
Corner shops and that. And they get the one single and everyone's excited and the man's just looking like in amazement. Everyone's just smoking.
Like, smoking like, used to feel like such a grown thing.
If you smoke, it's actually a grown brother, the mentality is so backwards. But man's just doing that. And then like, at this point, the older lot are playing runouts. And man don't really, we didn't really get a chance to get an insight on that. Then when they're playing, they're like, you man just cover the base. Like, if anyone tries and they give them proper orders, directive. Like, if anyone tries to come and touch the base, make sure you grab them.
We couldn't really
venture out because man would play runouts. It would be like, when man's finished school, it's 4 o'clock. Man, I play runouts till like 9:30. Man playing runouts for 5 hours, and only it's only the second round of runouts. I.e., one man has done the runouts, other man has done the chasing, and then it swapped teams. And that has taken 5 hours, Sam. That has taken the 3 football matches.
So runout come like Call of Duty, bruv.
Yeah, you feel me?
It comes like Call of Duty, fam.
You feel me? It's like, and it's crazy. Like, oh man, I used to love it. The only thing I never really used to see until I started playing out, like as an older youth, was like any gambling or anything like that. The olders that used to talk about like their lines and what they were shifting or whatever, but that all sounded like a different language to me. Mm-hmm. Like I was so smart and so wise. I didn't know what the fuck was going on when they were talking about all that stuff.
When do you remember first like gambling?
The gambling thing didn't start until. Well, competitiveness has always been in my family because we're coming.
Yeah, you're very close in age.
Yeah, close in age, and it's all brothers, isn't it? Everything was always a bet, or everything was always a forfeit, should I say. Mm. But gambling, I don't even like using the word gambling. It sounds so like
that's what it was,
low life addiction. Like
that's what it was, though.
But yeah, when it comes to the gambling thing, that wasn't really, really into the secondary school thing.
Mm.
So, like, for me, because my thing was so free, like if my was out of my brothers and like the way my estate is, even though it's such a big estate, if it got dark and we hadn't come home at like 7 o'clock, mm. yeah, it was easy. Like because of it's like village mentality.
Mm.
Anyone's parents that will see man out be like, go home.
Yeah.
And if they see man again,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling your mum.
Yeah.
And then that's it, you're also getting bust. Even though you're also getting bust anyway because you're out too late.
Yeah.
Obviously, because of man's family and the way man's set up was, if I could say, right, I was out of my older brother,
yeah.
my older brother, mm. the man would just get a pass. Mm. I'll get a pass till 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock.
That's nuts.
So long as I'm with him,
Yeah, that's it, you're cool.
It's not really, really an issue like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, man's taking a piss,
yeah.
but my older brother would be able to like, get me out of the situation. Trying to slap me around the head and like, right, you got school tomorrow and I'm like, what the fuck you doing? But I was just like, I was just chilling with him. Like, we wasn't even outside. Like, we was inside their house. Yeah, like, yeah, we was yeah, just yeah, chilling. Yeah. Like, you that's get what I'm saying? None of that was happening still. We was fucking in the park and the runouts was running out, fam. We didn't want to go home, fam. Like, and that's how infectious it was growing up as a youth in Mitesfield. Like, no one wanted to go home. Like I've now reached the age where I fucking can't wait to get to my house whenever I go anywhere. But back then, if the parents wouldn't come out and start looking for man with the belts in hand, we'd probably stay out all fucking night, like foxes, bro.
Yeah.
Because so long as there was such unity within our peers at that age that it was an inseparable place to be.
It just seems like it was actual community.
It's lit, man.
Do you know what I mean? It just seems like an actual community. And I think that's why growing up, I was always like, fam, I wish I lived on a block. Now I'm kind of happy I didn't. But growing up, I was really on this, like, fam, if I had lived on a, you know, like, if I lived on a block, I'd be stepping outside. This is like, yes.
I'd be getting off that stoop.
Yeah, six, I was thinking. And I think it's one of those things, I'm happy kind of my mum kind of loosened the reins early. Like, well, after primary school and stuff like that, because I was itching. Obviously, just being from Peckham, and even in primary school, you're hearing about so-and-so. And some of these people go to the same primary school as me, so they're my brethren. And niggas ask me, like, why can't you come outside and da-da-da-da? And I'm thinking, I just want to be. I'm not even thinking on badness. I just want to be outside where everyone is.
You just want to be in the thick of it. You want to be in the mix.
Whenever my brethren would come to my house, oh yeah, can I come out? Yeah. Usually my mum would say no. Mm. Like, you know, man's hearing it, brother. And, oh, fuck's sake, like, bro. allow me. Like, I understand a single mother growing up in Peckham. I understand it now. Back then, I was just like, just let me out. Do you know what I mean?
Let me breathe.
Let me out. The times I'll go out and I'll be in Yellow Brick, I'll just be like, wow,
this is it.
This is it. Like, man is going far. Because Yellow Brick's quite a long, like a fucking long ass estate. So man is going far. But I know that if I'm not home by, let me say primary school, probably like 6 o'clock, 6:30, yeah? It's curtains. Like 7 o'clock. If Simpsons is on, it's actually 7 o'clock. Because if Simpsons is on the 7th, you know, like back in the day, Simpsons, there used to be two Simpsons episodes. So if Simpsons is on the second episode and I'm not home, I'm not coming out ever again. And I always used to do it like after primary school, I'd go. That's the way I kind of got my leeway. So I'd say I'm going to like a venture club or, you know, I can't remember, after school club. And I'll just go and chill with my brethren because I was like, I need to like experience this. And I don't know why at such a young age I felt like I needed that. I just felt like I was missing out.
Mm.
And I think it was maybe two things. It's probably, think about it now, it's probably the lack of community man had and the lack of family.
Mm.
So I always felt like I needed to
belong.
I need to belong somewhere. Yeah, I needed to do something. I need to belong. And I'm kind of happy I did those things where I'm not sure my mom knows now. I did those things where not going to after school club and thingy and going to play 66 in the block and that, because I just needed to feel something. Because if I did that later on, that's how certain men become like send outs and stuff because you want to be a part of something so bad that you start to look desperate. And niggas can tell desperation.
100%.
Niggas can tell begging it. Niggas can tell desperation. So, yeah. But I think the only times when, let's say I'm not in my house, I had a family. I called them my cousins because they are my cousins, yeah. They used to live in Broccoli. And their house was a bit more, it was a big family. You know, like those old school family houses where it's like three stories sometimes. The grandmas lived there. The sons have lived there. The sons and daughters.
Everyone's lived there, man.
Everyone's lived in the house. It's a real
generational household.
Generational house. Man would go to that house. Man would know, man can't really go in the third floor because the third floor niggas is bunning it. And back then, man didn't even know what bunning it was. But you just know, like, when that room closed, like, that room is live. Oh, like, that family room, niggas is all, everyone's coming around. Like, I'm trying to think of how old they were because I always thought of them as like 30 or 40. Do you know what I mean?
it's a little 19 to 21 maybe, kind of room.
You get what I'm saying? But I remember like being in that room, yeah? Like, just like all the youngers, we'd be in like the room below, you get what I'm saying? Then when you come out in the hallway to go to the toilet, yeah?
You get a glimpse, bro. You see the mist.
Bro, you see the mist. You hear the bear noise. Bear man are wearing chops, chains, everything. You're like, oh, this is where I want to be. Like,
sometimes you know, like the door's got the gold, the archway's all golden. Like, bro. I need to be in bro. There, like swimwear.
There's been times, and yeah, the thing is, I was, because my mom married a Nigerian man and the whole family and all the friends, everyone's predominantly Caribbean. So the granddad used to call me something and it just stuck. And he would call me and it would be a song, bruv. And it weren't until I got older, I kind of like, no one ain't calling me that no more. But this is like, maybe like, yeah,
come on,
seven,
bro,
eight.
I want to hear what that says, bro.
Family used to be, Akin, Blackin, Tunde, Fishman.
Oh my God, fam.
Every time I'm crying, it'd be like, Akin, Blackin, Tunde, wow. Fishman. You know what I'm saying? But it felt like, it never felt like a mocking. Do you know what I mean? It just felt like, you get what I'm saying? Granddad said all of a sudden, everyone's saying it. You get what I'm saying? Because no one else, I'm the only African that's ever stepped across
the threshold.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm the only one. Like, and I'm from Peckham. They're from like Broccoli, Catford, all of them sides. So even, it's not friction, but it's already like, you're all the things that we don't even really know about. Do you know what I'm saying? There's times when I've gone into the room, a man is just like a kid at a candy store. Like, man's, you know, when you go in there, like, usually you'd go in there and someone would be like, bruv, get out.
Like, pattern up.
You get what I'm saying?
What are you doing in there?
Obviously, man's like, six, seven-ish now. You get me? Man's stepping. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of getting in there and I'm just waiting. No one said anything. Man, see a man play dice, cards. I think they was playing N64 as well, but man was never getting on the pad.
Never,
I think they had a Sega Saturn as well.
Sega.
Yeah. They had Bear. I even saw, there was something called a Game Gear, which is, it was like Sega's version of like a Game Boy, PSP.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was big, fam.
Yeah.
Man would be doing all of that. Man would be gambling. Man would be playing dice. And like, man, it's played a couple times and I just felt like, yes, I'm the man.
I've graduated.
Bro,
I'm
this
here.
Is why, like, I remember in year seven, I don't know why I thought I was this. I used to go to the back of the bus, like, straight away.
Yeah.
And, like, that Peckham bus stop, because I've seen you there randomly sometimes. Like, randomly sometimes, bro. Wow. I can't remember who you was with. I remember one time I was at this was so random, bro. I think it's only happened, like, once or twice, But, like, I see cons at my bus stop. Like, just random. I can't remember who you was with someone. I can't remember. It might have been Magic. I don't know who, bruv. He was with someone, bruv. I just seen him like, this is just hella weird, bruv.
Yeah.
But man would just be going to the back of the bus. A man is playing dice. Like, man is gambling school month. Like, I'm talking, it was probably like second week in year seven, bro.
Alpha.
Man's just back of the bus straight away. I'm playing dice. You know, like, who's in? Because the bus ride was probably about maybe half an hour, 45 minutes. Like, who's in? Me. Little man, he shot. Oh, I can do this, you know, you get me. Man, at first, I didn't really know how to play. You know, like you have to watch them games. Yeah, like, yeah. Then when I started learning, I started winning money. And thank God it weren't America. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Niggas was giving me the money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Niggas basically like...
Backs are up.
Yeah, niggas don't really want to give you the money. Yeah, but course. Then obviously you got a couple of... And these men are, 11. Do you know what I mean? Oh so God. They're like fucking 40 years old to me. Yeah, do you know what I mean? They're big fucking men. The couple of the kind of the olders, you get me? Kind of, no, man, that's a little G, man. He plays, man. Give him his money, you get me? Because man's doing a, no, give him my money. You know that? Give him my money.
Man's doing a, yo, look, man, we're going to, let's go again.
Yeah, bro, yeah, all of that.
Me. Bro, all I'm, of that. I'm doing, I'm just giving my money, man, giving me the money. I remember there was one time, and this is the first time I ever thought about like a gun situation, because it was weird. Whoa. Because like, man said to me, and I didn't clock it for time. Man said to me, bruv, if I put this backpack around front way, bruv, you're not going to want it. I didn't know what man was talking about. Yeah, man's reaching, but I don't think he ever had anything because everyone was like, get out. But I remember just thinking, what's in his backpack? Like, I wonder what it could be. Like, do you know what I mean?
Man, like, is so naive.
Bro, naive, bruv. Like, he's like, bruv, because I remember like he put his backpack, he put like the night, it was the, I don't know if you remember, it was like a baby blue. It weren't the small night bags, it was the bigger ones. And I think it had like a red tick, but it was a baby blue night bag and the inner whatever was blue. So he's put it around like that. He said, you're not getting your money. And I was like, no, give my money. Because I don't know why. The moment man joined school, man just thought, right,
that's
like, man's outside. Like, you're not getting your money. If I put this backpack around, but I was like, I'll allow it, man. Get off the bus. Because he all got off. I remember you got off early, and I remember what's her name was on the bus. The girl was talking about last week.
Yeah, I'll do it.
So obviously, man's standing.
Man is gambling now.
Give him my money.
I'm getting that money.
Yeah, of course you are.
It was probably like £2.50, £3, £4, or something like that. Yeah,
that's a lot of money back in the day, though.
There's times when I've gone to school just broke.
Yeah, broke, fam. You lose that money too early. That's it.
That's it, fam. Man has to do something. Pound up. Yeah. Something. Man has to get that back.
Need to bring it back.
Need to bring it. Oh, Joey, can you borrow me a pound?
That's the matter. What games was the man then playing? Like, obviously, when you was going to Yellow, but obviously we said about 66 and that. But what was like the prominent like top five games the man was always in rotation? Because it weren't bare games. It was always.
Do you know? I'll be real. There was one Niki one we used to play. Yeah. It was Stuck in the Mud. I don't know if you've ever played that.
Yeah, Stuck in the Mud was a...
Of course.
Bro, Stuck in the Mud was one of the funniest games man's ever played, blood. What else? 66 was... I think 66 was like normal one.
Yeah.
Pat Ball.
Yeah, always.
Pat Ball was a one.
Yeah.
Goal to goal.
Goal to goalie.
You know, like, it depends on how many men was out.
Outside,
If only a couple of men was outside, three or four men and that, it's just like, fam, winner stays
goal
on.
Goal to goalie, winner stays on. One goal. One goal and off.
The man played... Kirby when managed to try and dash the ball on the curb and try to bounce off the actual curb.
No, never played that.
No.
That's when two men are outside and no one else is outside. From it's like, let's just try and throw it on the, and it's like you're on the curb, he's on the curb, and you're trying to throw it so it goes.
I get. Yeah. I don't think man ever played that, fam.
That's when two men are outside from.
It was bare pat ball.
Like that, game sounds like it's maximum difficulty.
I think
Pat Ball was like children's squash.
Pat Ball was like tennis. You know what I mean? Like it was definitely squash, but it definitely felt like.
And it's definitely competitive.
And there's two. You either play the Pat Ball where it's just one touch, or there's the two.
I think the
two is when there's maybe a couple more man and that and whatever. But when you're doing the elite one,
One touch is one. Well, that's where it's at.
Yeah, one touch was the elite. I hated playing two touches because I was like, bruv, did you always feel like? I always felt like I was good at any sport. I don't know if it's a black man thing where you just feel like, I felt like, even now, I feel like I can do like anything that's sporty, I can give it a go and at least be like a 5 out of 10. I might not be great, but I'm not going to be shit.
The only game
that I ever found out was shit at, which was in secondary school, I found out was basketball. Because I just felt like there was just too many rules, bro.
Man played basketball for my school team still.
Is it? What, Kings are?
Nah.
Primary school?
Yeah, primary school. I played for the basketball team, the football team, the hockey team, the netball team.
Yeah, he's that guy in the movies, isn't
he? I was just the MVP all-rounder.
I remember, I think I only played in the football team in school, and I remember I had the I think I taught these to secondary school as well because the foot was not growing for a bit. It was the blue, it was the silver R9 boots.
Yeah, I know them.
I had them for time, but the foot was not growing. And then we had they had a chant like 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Peckham Park, because we used to. I went to Peckham Park. They used to play.
Oh, yeah, cheerleaders, yeah.
So I went Peckham Park Primary School. Yeah. Bare peas on that.
Now I understand the peas thing.
Yeah, bare peas. Peckham Park Primary School. I think it's. I think it's academy now, which is nuts. Primary schools being academies as well, but I digress. And then we used to play Camelot, Gloucester. I can't remember what other schools. Oliver Goldsmith never really got involved in that. But I remember I loved going around and seeing other primary schools. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because, man, I don't know why there was always this us versus them. Like, I mean, we went to Camelot. We played in some tournament, fam. You know, like, have you ever scored a goal in secondary school? So, or you done something and you still, like, to this day, you still remember it, bro. I remember I hit a volley, top bins, fam. Top bins. Sometimes I still dream about it, like, yeah. I should have took football serious from that moment.
Do you remember back in school when like year 8 versus year 9 and it used to be like a rainy day, but it's literally the whole of year 8, the whole of year 9, and you used to score a goal.
Yeah.
And it's like...
I'm not going to lie, yeah. Sometimes my man was doing year 7 versus year 11 or year 7 versus year 10 or some shit like that. My man would drag me, fam. Like, you know when the little youth's doing too good?
Tem sounded hurt, like...
No. I remember it now, like... Some of the drags were like big man grabs, like man are grabbing you and your vest,
every garment is getting stretched out.
Yeah. I remember that. Yes, I think that was the same time when my Miss Matheson. When they threw a fucking stone and it hit her.
She was off school for time.
She had a bandage on her eye.
Who the fuck did that?
I can't remember the youth's name. All I know is that he's like a brown skinned brother, but he busts out that eye, fam.
Did he get excluded for that?
I don't think they ever called the perpetrator.
I would have shut my mouth. I would have told no one.
All right, cool. Another thing, yeah? How early did you learn about, I guess, not telling, stop snitching? Especially because you had older brothers. Would you say that was like, you just knew that early?
Because it was so ingrained in the culture.
Yeah.
Like, anything that happened, you didn't tell your parents. My younger brother, at the back in the day, we used to call him a snitch because he used to just, like, whenever he didn't get his own way, as the younger brother, and at the time, the lawyers in the future, and he would just scream out mum's name, and then she used to come and try to force the regulations on us. But outside of the estate, there weren't no snitches, like, because you will get ostracized, like really quickly. Like the community, as big as it is very small. Mm. So if my man, because let's just say, me and you're on the estate, and we have a scrap. Mm. If I go home and snitch, my mum is coming to speak to your mum why, and everyone's gonna know you're a snitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've had a fight with you, you've got the better of me, I've gone back to my house. I'm upset. Yeah.
Clothes are all dragged up and
I'm all draped up and bleeding.
Scratch up.
As soon as I go in my yard, someone's like, "What happened to you?" Mm-hmm. Oh, you know my man. Yeah.
No, you know what?
I've gone home because I've had the fight, but everyone's outside still.
Yeah, it's still chilling.
So when they see my mum come up on the court,
it's over.
Going towards that house with me walking behind her. All the state is walking behind as well to find out what's going on because they think it's going to be a mad escalation.
Like, there's two type of snitches here at that age. There's the damn I snitch. There's a no like you got home and like your mom's like, "What's wrong?" "Nothing." "What's wrong?" "I didn't even do nothing and they started hitting me. He's like, "I don't even want to say it, but it was Jeffrey and he's like hitting me." You know what I'm saying? And then, all right, you do all of that.
I'm bad snitch.
Yeah.
You're a dying snitch.
It's over, yeah? But now you're walking behind your mother and you either do, there's the barefaced brother that's heads up.
Yeah.
I'm walking behind the general now.
It's popping off.
This is my time for me to get my lick back.
Yeah.
Then there's the other brothers with the
head down.
Like, man just been caught on Sky TV. Just not even that. The statement has been passed around the ends now.
Yeah, bro.
Everyone has seen the paperwork. The head's down. Anyway, carry on.
But in the ends, you get ostracized to that too quickly. And then you can almost, you have to bang out to recover from that, you know?
It's hard.
Like, and back then, you have to be real. Like, you see now where we're in a new age where attention spans, things move so quickly and exposure is so intense that you can forget about what happened yesterday in regards to, like, the dramatised scene of London.
Yeah.
In the end, that shit's ingrained.
Yeah.
Like, that goes into folklore in the hood. Like, my man brought you up and you went and called your mum.
Yeah.
Like, you got brothers and you still went and called your mum.
Yeah.
Your brothers can't do nothing. Not everyone's victims.
Yeah.
Now every time something pops off,
yeah,
it's like, bro, let's fuck you up. Like, my man fucked you
up.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah.
Like, bruv, everyone can laugh, but you don't laugh. So you see you, if you laugh, I'm just going to smack you up like my man smacked you up.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Ooh, then it's like, but you got to bang out, fam.
You got to bang out. Like, I was actually thinking, there's actually no way back from those situations.
No, because the G checks, they keep checking.
And they get worse. Yeah.
Everyone's trying to cash that G check.
Yeah.
Everyone.
It'll be the thing where even like, all right, let's say there's a hierarchy, where you're at the bottom now. There's a brother that's just a little bit above you.
He even on?
Yeah, he ain't even on.
He's not even on.
My man, the brother at the top, because there's always a hierarchy, the brother at the top is cussing the second below. If you make a noise, my man is going to go for you.
Yeah, he's going to go
and
for
you. And at that point, because this come like some lion pricing, you better go for him.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And you better just skip on that ladder. That's the only way it's coming back, bro.
You got to bang out, fam. Yeah. You got to, like, my man's trying to plunge your stock down even further.
Even lower. Put man in minus, fam.
He's trying to make sure you stay low.
Man will start saying, like, furthermore, I don't even know why you roll.
What are you even doing with man?
What are you even doing, man?
Like, who even likes him?
Bare man are quiet, like.
Fam, those are the most heartless ones, because there's man that you fought with your dust.
Yeah.
They will turn their back, fam.
Bro.
What, Timmy? You don't want to roll with me?
No, the thing is, the you won't even say nothing.
Yeah, that is
he won't even open his mouth.
Bro, everyone's just like.
Who bro, even wants you here?
Man will just look at you because no one at that point in time.
No one wants to.
Everyone's seen how easy it is to drop off.
Yeah.
No one don't want to be with you when you drop off. But you see, I say these things as a witness to these things. This was never me. Do you know why? Because I have brothers.
Yeah?
No one victimizing me like that. You mad?
Bro.
Yeah, I have brothers.
You
must be fucking bluffing.
I can't imagine if a man says to me, who wants to roll with you? Brother, from that day, you niggas ain't see. Do you know, what's so funny about that, is that's how niggas start really beefing.
Because
niggas will start going to a different
hood.
Different hood. Yeah. Or not even a different hood, but it's close. It's in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
The man, all of a sudden, them like, I don't really like them. Like, I don't really like them either. All of a sudden, two teams that were just one team. Yeah. There was a couple victims in that. They didn't like it. So they started rolling with other men. Now all of a sudden, man are doing the thing where, especially when we was growing up, where Robin was rife. And if man ain't allowing you, then it's
you
on.
You better know somebody. In the words of some famous raps, you better know somebody that knows somebody.
Bro.
Or you are on the menu, fam. He didn't say that bit, but that is really what is the situation. Bro. Like, you really be on the menu. Like, your Pokemon cards are really up for grabs. You feel me? Your Pokemon cards are really up for grabs. And I'm not talking about just like the minor shinies and that.
Man for the Charizards.
Taking the deck.
Yeah. The whole
man
deck.
Man are taking your starter pack.
Yeah.
Like, your starter pack's getting taken, bro.
Quick question, because I think we were supposed to get into this at some point, but we didn't, What was the first time you remember seeing... Oh, this sounds like a mad snitch.
Wow.
I'm going to say it. It's going to sound so snitchy, but I don't mean that.
I don't know how much. I don't know how much speak on this one.
All right, cool. When was your first time you remember seeing, like...
A robbery. Look at this guy.
Sounds mad, innit?
Fuck, man.
All
right, the first time man seen robberies is definitely... when it came down to the whole Pokemon cards
thing.
Pokemon cards and Game Boys were where man will... Like, Pokemon cards, man will take your Pokemon cards and man will take your Pokemon game.
Yeah, bro.
Like, man will just be... You'll just be there and man will just take the cartridge out the back of your Game Boy and then that's it. Like,
slip game it. You know when you take the cartridge out,
your thing's just frozen.
And then the screen just starts... the screen starts to disappear in there.
Fam, you're like, but I even saved it.
It's horrid.
Was a trick of a
it's horrid.
You know, when you pull
it out, yeah, this is
bro. Certain man starts fading slowly, bro.
Certain man of the techie Game Boys where. Even if that, you know, the cartridge slot is a little bit loose, so any little minor touches that that Game Boy experience, any game, fam.
Do you know, I had a Game Boy where the fucking, you know, obviously at the battery part, one of the things was loose.
Yeah.
So, fam, man had to, man's playing.
You're playing it like vice grip, like
this.
Yeah.
Holding it in it.
Holding your Game Boy like,
like this. Man's fucking kidneys are going to come out if man ain't holding, man's holding on, fam.
But yeah, fam, man. Pokemon
card it was.
No. Because you know, like, it's certain man used to. Everyone's got like their Pokemon cards, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, you kind of know who the victims are because you know, like, Spare Man had their deck stacked with power cards.
Yeah.
Like fire and leaf and water. Like, you know.
Did you not? No, sorry to cut you. Did you not play Pokemon cards with those decks and the counters and that?
I didn't care about playing Pokemon cards. I didn't know how to play Pokemon cards
bro,
at all.
I didn't know at all, bro.
Nothing.
I had no power things in my deck.
See, the man had bear power, but the power and man needs that. But man didn't play the game. Man just had those cards anyway. Yeah. And when the game started getting released, it further diluted the card thing.
I just thought
that was the trading card. You feel me?
Same.
That's what I thought they were. I thought it was just to trade other people. But Pokemon cards is where you would see like all different types of shit. Man would be like, oh. Let me see your thing. Show me your cards.
Mm.
So you're just like, you know, like you would. we're both gonna go now, sit on the wall, and I'm gonna get my cards. I'm just gonna put them down. Like we're playing snap. Like we're putting them down. Like show them that. Like, look, I got this. Like look
shiny, Blastoise.
Yeah. Man saying, right, you got this, yeah. Pick it up. Like looking at it, like right, you got this. Man ain't seen the card.
Yeah, bro.
You got this one, yeah. Okay. Man just stands up and walks off on that. Like, bro, let me get my card.
What card? Like,
listen, yeah. Man will give you this card, innit?
That was it. Forced negotiation.
It's a shakedown.
I'm not gonna lie, cause it come like I don't even wanna say.
Bro,
my man have got released, yeah. The Russian brother that got released.
Yeah. It's like that, fam.
It comes like that still. Take it.
Man will give you this card, innit? You know what? I'll give you these four cards.
Yeah.
You just hold those, and then obviously, next time, I'll just trade you back, innit?
Yeah.
And man just there, like, you see, man.
Dumbfounded.
Tears in the eyes, fam. Tears in the eyes. Like, thinking, what? But why did I show you my cards? Yeah, like, you know them ones.
Dumbfounded,
or, it's like, man, because the estate mentality is too rife, bro. Like, man, you will have the shiny in your deck, and man, the word will spread.
Yeah.
Word will spread to all the corners of the earth that you've got the shiny.
That's nuts. Alakazam or something like that. That's nuts.
Man will tap you up like, rah, let me see your cards. So everyone's in a group because we're in the end, so they're in the hood. Let me see your cards. Da-da-da-da-da. Everyone's like, yeah. So we're knocked by a wall now, isn't it? So I'm just doing the, you know, like opening the deck like this, like, yeah, show me your cards.
Yeah, got this.
One man will just come out of nowhere to slap.
Yeah, slap.
All of them
are
just fucking evil.
Man will just slap the cards on your hand, fam. Cards are on the floor.
Scramble. Fam.
At this point, like, niggas, and I think this has caused a lot of mental trauma for niggas. And I say this again, I've said this as a witness, because this stuff never happened to me. And I'm not, like, I'm being real. It never happened to me. And the reason why it never happened to me, it has nothing to do with the fact it was me. I wasn't a bad man. I wasn't a gunman. I weren't rolling with a shank or none of that gangster stuff. I had older brothers in the hood, and I got a cosign, and I got to experience all of the fun and none of the downside.
Clean.
Because of my bros. Yeah, I want to make that clear because people are gonna think, "Oh, this you think he was bad and you can't get robbed." And da 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 da. No, all the red carpet was rolled out for me in the hood.
What do they call it? What do they call it in America? Like you get it's not a jump in. Like you just get a. Oh, there's a word that they use. So some man get jumped in the gang, and there's other man that just get a
bye, a pass.
I don't know what it is, but I'll carry on.
But yeah, fam. So man slapping man. At this point,
if you're on, that's it.
If you're on, you need to start throwing hands now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got fisticuffs. Forget about the cards.
Because now your cards are on the floor. All of a sudden,
everyone's trying to
scramble for your things and leave you just with the power cards on the floor
horrid,
and that.
Horrid. So
on the power cards and you're just powerless.
Horrid.
Feel me? Man, trying to get your thing.
Horrid.
And you're just trying to bark him out of the way, get as much cards as you can before you know, but it's too late. It's too late. The scheme's already, the plot's already thickening as we speak.
Everyone was a part of it, fam. Everyone was a part. Oh, and if you weren't a part of it, the moment those cards went, your eyes went red.
Red eye,
bro.
You're like, I'm trying to get involved.
Because I remember, I wouldn't even say stuff like that. No, it never happened to be fair. But it's more of a case of like, in terms of the red eye thing, mom was always kind of drummed in that whole, don't be red eye. When you see people stuff, don't red eye. I remember bringing home someone's watch in primary school. And then mom was just on this, I can't remember exactly what she said, but just along the lines of, don't be bringing people's things to this house. The only things that I could bring that she wouldn't notice is like Pokemon cards.
That's the old sneak them.
Yeah, like, but she ain't. It's not like I'm getting home. She's like, give me the deck.
Yeah.
You never had a dragon. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's never like that. But I always remember like my mum used to drum home this red eye thing, bruv. Just don't be red eye. And it went until I got older. Mum was still red eye, like especially in secondary school. The eyes getting.
Cyclops, redder.
It's getting red, bruv, because man's seeing niggas got 110s, niggas got this, niggas got good phones, niggas got that. And obviously, mom, you're a single mother, I respect it, but I need to be getting some of these things right now.
You see one thing, like, it was never really Pokemon cards because that was too hard to manage because all three of us had decks.
Yeah, yeah.
All three of us had Game Boys. And if it was a console, we'd share it.
Yeah.
The games. So long as we weren't making noise about the lack of games we had, then there was really no new. If we got board games from my man or got games from this place or whatever, or from the library or from whatever, and didn't bring them
library
back or whatever,
games, you know,
then
fuck.
No one was really battering an eye on that. But you see, one thing that man used to bring home that Red Eye always used to catch man in man's estate, bikes.
Yeah.
Oh my days, fam. Like. I know you man was talking about, and we digressed from it so much because Pokemon, when you was talking about the top five games that you played, and like whether you called it runouts, whether you called it 40
Forty
Home.
I forgot what we were even talking about.
Whether you called it runouts, whether you called it 40 Home, 66, goalie to goalie, all that other stuff. But you see, Pokemon cards, these are the things that we never actually played the game. So these are like passive things that pass so much time. So, man, we used to go riding. Man, like, can we go riding?
Yeah.
We're not riding, we're not racing. We're just riding around the estate, kind of like a cruise kind of thing, you feel me? And if you never had a bike or someone that was gonna get you on those trick nuts, some people call them trick nuts, some people call them what do you call them? Stunt pegs?
Whatever you wanna fucking call them.
If you weren't getting on the front, but there was times where men were on the front and the back. That sounds, so, I want to pause for a second, because that sounds mad.
Boom!
It sounds mad, but man's on the front trick nuts and the back trick nuts, and man, sadly, man can't even see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Man can't even see. Man's just, the weight distribution on the bike, on the BMX is wonky.
My man that's in the saddle is basically, you know, like on a pirate ship where there's always the brother with the fucking...
Yeah, with the monocle.
Like, he's going to tell you where to go.
The telescope. Like, but bro, so going out riding, bro. So there used to be a brother in man's... shout out Lewis, man. So there's this brother in man's hood that used to build bikes.
Swear to God.
Like, he used to be about this life. Like, if you go in his garden, on the court.
Just bare parts.
All he's got is bare, like... bare bike frames, bare fucking, what do you call them things with the spokes and the wheels, inner tubes, this and that, like anything. He used to be the bike builder. And then he got into a madness somewhere on the hood, and they were talking about they were going to bun him, and then his mum shipped him back to Trinidad, but he come back now, like he's a PT and that, like he's a cool, but he left fields for years. Like he left fields when we were utes, and the next time I saw him was on Instagram. So that's how long he was in gym. His mum was scared of him getting banned for that long.
But
he must have had a good life out there and all that stuff anyway, because he didn't seem too traumatized from going back there. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, he used to build the bikes. So he would build bikes for the man them to ride in. Like if you didn't have a bike and you was cool with him,
then he'd give you a bike.
He'd give you a bike.
Yeah.
You get me? And man would just bring the bikes home.
What is this?
Why is this guy laughing?
Carry on. Sorry, the traumatizing was too funny. I was trying to hold it in and it was making me want to laugh.
The poor you, bro.
I tried to look at this brother to laugh. And see, I know you were smiling. Yeah, what? Because you were smiling, bro.
You are some fucking dumb.
I'm glad I didn't look. Wow.
But yeah, he would pattern man up with a bike. So man would be riding the bike around all day and that, like, obviously. And then man's gone back to his yard after. Mm-hmm. And the gate's locked or whatever, isn't mm-hmm. it? So like, man's just like, what am I doing with the bike? Mm-hmm. And at my yard, we got a garage. Mm-hmm. So man's just bringing the bike home and that. But obviously, it's not a situation. We're kids. So it's not a situation when we have keys. Mm. You have to go and you have to knock.
Yeah.
Trust me, when you know.
Stolen goods.
Yeah. An adult was coming to answer the door.
Yeah, okay.
You left out with no bike.
Yeah.
Came
all of
back.
A sudden.
Where are you getting this bike from?
Yeah.
And there's two of us got bikes.
Yeah.
And my younger brother's not going to have one because he can get saddled.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But me and my older brother got bikes. Like, where are you getting these bikes from? Oh, yeah, they're loose. Take them back.
Yeah.
Like, the take them back thing is mad.
Now you got to knock on his door.
Like, now you got to go. You either got to abandon the thing.
Yeah.
And then hope that it's there tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Or it's bring it back to his thing.
Yeah.
Like, and then next day, now there's dramas. Are raw. You're trying to snake man for the bikes.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you're trying to rob man, and just, the whole estate's like, bro, where are the bikes? And then everyone's like, oh, raw. Like, so you ain't got the bikes? No, man, no. Man left the bikes outside your gate and that, Like, let's have a look in your garage then. Like, you know, like, everyone's just like, yeah. Let's look in your garage then. But man ain't got the bikes. Well, let's look in your garage. Yeah, if we open the garage and not
it's
there.
It's very simple. It's very
you ain't
simple.
Got the bikes.
Yeah.
Like you feel me?
It's very simple.
Man want to lift up your whole skirt. No, yeah. Let me look. Relax, bro. I just said I ain't going. Are you going to see me wearing it if I go in? Relax.
Like, you feel me? Like, if man's going riding today, what am I going to do?
Exactly.
Rub your bike today, and then tomorrow everyone's going riding.
And I
can't ride your bike now because exactly. I've stolen it. Well, it defeats the whole purpose of the situation, my guys. You feel me? I ain't got the bike. But yeah, those are little hood politics. But riding was one thing that man was
that was a big thing.
Like, because if you didn't have a bike, you literally couldn't roll. Mm-hmm. And there were certain men that were like low in the chain that used to just be running.
Yeah, of course. of course.
Like, bro, I'm telling you now. Of course. Yeah, don't be ashamed if you was a runner, because I know in the ends, you wanted to roll that bad. Like, so many niggas had bikes and you wanted to roll and no one was telling you.
Jogging, fam.
So you're just jogging with a man then because you just want to be a part of it, fam.
I can't lie. Sometimes I wanted to be a runner, but my soul couldn't take to me just leaving the block without a bike, because by the time I bust the corner, everyone's gone.
Everyone's dusting.
So I was like, where do I go? Left or right? And the thing was, you're not allowed off the block. So if I come off the block and I can't see where anyone is and I get caught, it's a wrap. But when you're on a bike, so you can just do the...
You can do your
come
thing.
Come
like,
fast, and it's just...
Down the hills.
Yeah,
and when you're riding, it's like the person at the front kind of sets the pace.
Of course.
Everyone else's trajectory or speed or whatever.
Yeah.
So if they're like, if two men are at the front, like, I'll come, let's race. Everyone's trying to keep
everyone
up.
Everyone else is
And then before you know it, you're far away from your yard.
Yeah.
And you're far away from the man then.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can't keep up because two corners get bust and that's it. It's a wrap. They're gone. It's over. And now you're just there, like, it's a long way, you're taking a long way home, back to your yard. Yeah, and then now, you're really out here like a fox, because there's no one about. Everyone that's got bikes is dust out. So now, you either go back to your house, or you're like...
Excuse me.
Is Jerome in? Is he coming out? Is he
coming out to play? Yeah, you start looking for anyone else. Anyone else who ain't on the block yet.
You start hitting up the bottom of the barrel, who is really about?
Yeah.
After you knock a couple of doors and that, you're like, bro, like, I'm not coming out today still. Oh, can you get him? Yeah. Yeah, Jerome! He then come downstairs. I'm not even coming out today.
I used to hate them ones. You see, when you knock for someone, and they say that they're not coming out. It's like, why? No, man. And because you're the only one on the block that never had a bike, so everyone else has gone, you're pleading. Come,
just
man.
Come out, bro.
Man. I've got a football.
Step out, fam.
But the man's pleading for him to come out the house.
Let's play 66.
Nah, man. Like, I'm just playing PlayStation. What, can I come in? Nah, it's techie. I don't think my mum was going to let you in because we're just about to have dinner.
Nigga, we don't know you like that.
But man just starts talking about things that you can't get involved in. Yeah, because I've got family around and we're about to have dinner. Oh, come outside for... Nah. Tomorrow, I'm about still. And then you're just out on the... Fam, do you know how much times that I found myself out on the block alone?
You're just out on the curb.
What am I doing? Alone in the street. Like, what on earth is wrong with me?
What?
Like,
I know I have talent.
Whoa. It's like you can wait for the man to come back on the bikes and then you can try to bully someone for their bike. Say, come on, man. You had to turn already.
Let me pattern that, man.
Like, let me
try. Not even yours.
Yeah. Or you go home and you go find something to do on the TV because, bro, you see, when you get caught outside alone, like,
bro,
all
you can hear is the breeze, fam. That's it.
Where's your friends? No. They're just
come back inside.
Come back inside. That's it. It's a lap. You're not coming back outside, or not?
When you go inside, when it's you cross
over.
That threshold,
it's over. Yeah,
it's like in a football match when you've been subbed.
Yeah, subbed. Yeah, that's it.
So you cannot come back off the threshold. If everyone puts the bikes away and comes and knocks
you, that's it.
Yeah, he's sleeping.
These times you're awake.
Yeah.
These times you're at the window.
You're at the window, fam.
You're at the window, like.
You're at the window, hands on, like. Yeah, fingerprints like, on the glass, like, free me.
It's because, obviously, I used to do this at my nan's. So my nan got us bikes for Christmas. Mm-hmm. We're like, we're on the end now. I don't even have to borrow no one's bikes. We're out and out.
Like, you know when you get your bike, you're like, bro. See when I pull out this bike out, no one's riding my bike.
Bab, yeah, and that was the thing. My nan was like,
no one is allowed
to be riding these bikes. If I hear anyone takes these bikes, watch me and you. I'm like, all right, cool. I don't even know when the next time we stepped out. But sometimes, I don't want to play out unless I look outside and see everyone out.
To show off.
So one time I saw everyone out, I said, yes, this is the time. Rolled the bike through the house. Come, just riding the bike. Oh, you got a new bike? Yeah. Let me see. Yeah. But my nan said that no one is allowed to ride it.
My mom said no one can ride a bike.
I said, no, I just want to see.
No, sorry, my mom said no one's riding a bike.
They could be chilling on the block, just playing football. You're the one just riding up and down, riding around. What, you don't want to play? Nah.
I'm just testing out the bike.
I'm just riding the bike.
Let me go. My mom still said no one can ride a bike.
My nan said, what? Ain't you got a bike? Yeah, but it's in the garden. Yeah, man, just bring it out so we can do a ride up.
Get out your raggedy.
Yeah, they got their rusty bike. Rusty spokes.
What, do you know how to do the chain? Nah. Don't.
Man's got the bikes, no brakes.
Upside down. Like, a man's all trying to fix the chain. And
bro, I'm all trying to find my BMX. Man got my bikes from, I can't even remember, the cycle shop's still there and that. It's on Campbell Green. What's that shop called?
Oh, okay.
The big blue cycle shop.
The big shop where the...
Like going towards Woolley.
Where Finn done his video shoot, man. Burner Boy, innit?
I don't know.
You know the barbers that's like...
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, what's it called? I actually got a bike from there as well.
Yeah, man.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called that, something cycles. I can't remember.
That strip, but it's got the bike shop. It's got the barber shop.
That bike shop's notorious, bro.
Fam, I think I got my second bike from there. I was thinking, what bike shop is
bro,
man talking
me and my brothers, yeah? I got the gold Dino BMX and he got a silver Dino BMX. I had the gold with the black sticker in.
Yeah.
And he had the silver with the gold sticker in, bro. I'm trying to find that Dino BMX. You see, when I got that bike, bro, it felt like the equivalent of now when I got my TT.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you now, the feeling was no different.
That's the TT.
When
dropped.
I got my TT, it's 016.
It's Edwards.
When I got, and it had the, bro, it had the Edwards sticker on it.
Yeah, license plate.
You feel me, bro? It was like a license plate. It was the best thing ever. When I got my TT in 2016, bro, I felt like
the bike again.
No one could touch me.
Yeah. I have arrived.
I felt like I was in a transformer. you know what I'm trying to say? Are you like, bro, when I got that bike, I was like, no one's even getting on the trick nuts, nothing. Exactly. I ain't saddling no one, I ain't compromising the bike for no one. Because you know, like, certain men have been saddling men on their bikes for a little while now.
So now they
and the front handlebars is like,
yeah, it's weak.
You know, on the BMX and that, like, the front handlebars, you can turn and the handlebars go one way, but the wheel's still straight.
Yeah, and you can collapse. Yeah, quick.
Like, so your bike, Lewis needs to see your bike. But you're not, because he's so catty to ride out.
Yeah.
You ain't even trying to have your bike out of commission
for one day in the summer. Not for one day, fam. Yeah. And you got next man, they've been signing their man on a fucking two men that are too heavy on the front and that now. And now the wheel's buckled.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, fucking up your brakes and that, rubbing off the brakes on one side and that. Or man's just got like, you know, the brake pads. You only got one brake pad, so when you press the brakes, you ain't really fully braking like that.
Yeah, mine was like that for a while, man.
Bro, I need to find it, man. I don't know if you men remember the names of the bikes that you had on that. Yeah,
I definitely don't.
But I had no clue. Mine was red and silver, and mine was just stepping.
I had a gold and silver
stepping.
One.
Stepping.
Dino BMX.
And no one had a bike like mine on the end. And as soon as I got my bike, that's when I was the front of the rideouts.
That's when I was the front of
I was like, let's go on rideouts. And everyone was like, yeah. And managed to wind around Streatham. So obviously this was Manlet Close. This is like Streatham Valesides. Yeah. So managed to ride from like out onto the main road. Man would think can go to Streatham Vale station and then ride back.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, so it's not too far.
Mm-hmm.
But it's far enough
for me to have a little journey.
Well, man would do that and see that I never got caught and keep going back and forth until it was like, where was you? Oh, no, like we just rolled down and just okay, well, make sure you stay where I can see you. Oh, right, yeah.
Stay where I can see you.
Then it's like, yeah, cool, let's just put down the bikes and just play football. Command's hot right now.
Still look for the bike.
Man, I got not a video. It's a bro. This is an old school dyno. Yeah, this is an old school dyno coupe too.
Coupe.
It's a 1986 dyno.
Oh shit!
That's not the one you had.
It ain't got my one. Ain't got these wheels. My one had regular wheels.
Okay.
This. How much did this bike cost? It's a 1986 dyno coupe and it's rust. It's silver.
How much does it cost now?
How much does it cost now?
Couple six racks. Bills.
Three racks.
Ooh.
The bike is three racks.
Let me see it.
Bro.
We're going to have to put it up. Really?
Yeah, we're going to have to get
the... said that's three racks.
We're going to have to get it up, bro. The bike's three bags. Yeah? Dyno...
But people take this shit seriously, though, man.
Listen, the dyno thing, serious.
People take this shit
seriously. When I had that bike, fam, it was like... And I had a gold one, bro. Yeah. I had a gold one, fam.
How much do you think it'd be worth now?
I don't know, fam, but I wish I had that bike back. I wish
bro,
I
would be riding. Man,
I'm
just
telling
catch
you
it.
Now, yeah, I would put that bike in my yard on my wall. Like, yes.
like
not the wheels or nothing in that. Just the frame.
Like, baby boy.
Like, yeah, that's my thing. You feel me? But obviously, shout out... Like, anyone in the comments on that... That had a mountain bike, whether you had like an Apollo, because Nuffman had Apollo.
I think I had Apollo.
Nuffman had Apollo.
Apollo's just running out of their mountain bike things.
Yeah.
Like, you're like,
had Apollo. Yeah.
Let me see.
Like,
Nuffman had that.
Shout out if you had your thing at disc brakes, so you had one of the gear bikes. If it was a BMX man, you had a Mongoose or anything like that, fam. Because the Mongoose is well, but a prominent BMX back in the bro. You don't understand how passionate man was about the ride outs. And I'm talking about like there's 20, 30 men.
Yeah.
20, 30 bikes. You know how much variations of brands there was?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's a matter.
Shout out to the men then that didn't have a bike, but your older sister had a bike. So you rode the Apollo with the girl's frame.
Yeah.
The little poles going down like that and that, looking all feminine, but you know, you're just part
he's
of the team.
Riding. Yeah, he's just riding.
Shout out to the men then that thought gear one was the fastest gear, but gear seven was the fastest gear. You feel me? Man would just be like, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, bro, I could talk about back in the day in fields till our man's blue in the face. Man, we've got to do a part two because this is getting the episodes getting to the timings. But man, I even got around to the fights, the scraps, the fucking disputes. Man's touched lightly on when the olders have scrapped, you know, and we spoke about the winners and losers. But man, I really spoke about the conflict in the...
Bro, there's a couple things that I don't even know. Do you know, like, I don't know if you lot have this where you're from, but there's a couple stories that are still, like, niggas are still kind of... You don't know if they're sour about it, yeah? But, like, real shit's happened, yeah? And this is, like, man's maybe, like, yeah, six, yeah, seven. And niggas is still, like, niggas like, tread over those stories
niggas still,
bro.
Niggas still
toeing the
line.
Yeah, bro.
Like, it's still, like... We don't going to, it's still a bit of a sticky one still.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you a lot about it after.
Can't shed too much light on that one still.
Like, on a weird one, I doubt you lot even will know because I don't. But do you remember, like, one of the last times you played out? Like, one of the last times you done a ride out? or you went outside what, real, to go like, and play?
Do you mean like now? Like
no, not like right the second, but like, do you remember like your like what's your last memory of the things you've been talking about?
I don't know, bro. I just remember playing. I feel like it was one of those ones where man says man's gonna do it tomorrow,
and it never came.
I got my last. I've spoken about this before on in previous episodes, and my last like playing out was like Christmas Day. Like it's so mad that man used to play out on Christmas Day. Like everyone used to come, everyone used to step out. Like raw, look at what I got.
Yeah.
Everyone's just styling on everyone. Yeah. Like, and the people that weren't allowed out on Christmas Day, man, used to go out to their house like and stand there like, look at my tracksuit, look at my kicks. You feel me? Or man's got a new game.
Yeah.
Man's bringing the game out in the
case. Game outside.
Out in the case. Like,
yeah.
Look, bro, man's got it.
Yeah.
Bro, like, more time the game might not even be open, fam.
The plastic is still on it.
Like,
yeah.
Get me.
It.
Like GTA.
Yeah,
like, man's
here.
Got it.
It's here.
You feel me?
Yeah.
In the case. You feel me? Man's got it. Like, hard, don't. Fam. So when I tell you that we're playing GTA at my house, don't think that I'm capping.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now you know.
We've got it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
This is the power version as well. This ain't no international version.
The power version.
Yeah.
You're so dumb.
Bro. The man used to try to finesse it. You ain't got to... Well, borrow me the game. Oh, man, can't even borrow you the game still.
Yeah.
You ain't even played
version.
It.
Yeah.
You got an international version. Don't work on your thing, man. You're thinking chick. Shut up.
Liars. Oh, my God, fam.
Lying.
There's bad times when man used to say they have games, yeah? I remember us. Oh, no. It's chipped. You can't play.
Fuck off, man.
Liar, bro.
Yeah? Show me the case. And show me POW. If I see POW in the bottom corner and I see the disc inside and I look at it and it's not scratched and that, and I see, you're playing this. Yeah. You're not capping.
Yeah.
You're not capping. You're just not letting me come around to play at your house. But you're that's pagan.
Yeah, it's cool, but
at least you're not capping.
At least you're not lying.
Know what I'm trying to say? But the last memory that I have, like the vivid memory in my mind was like, this was like, I think I've spoken about this on the podcast before as well, where an ex of yours, her pet, this is before, after that day, as far as I can remember, I moved off the ends and they moved off the ends. Yeah. But you know what ex I'm talking about, innit?
No.
The ex was like the hazel eyes.
My ex?
I'll tell you off camera, man. Yeah, it's long.
Or just say the name, fam.
I really can just blur it out, innit? But obviously, this is like. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Man's looking at me like raw, like he don't know on that.
Bro, like, I had couples still.
It was a mad comment. Oh,
thank you, that's what I'm saying.
Anyway,
I'm still vexed about
her parents and that.
I think I remember.
I wish I could have just done what he done to the sister, but anyway.
Bro, whoa.
She was buff, innit?
Steady on, fellas.
Let me not get into it, because what you done with the sister is what I could have done.
Bro, stop, bro. Bro.
Is this all edit?
No.
Bro.
It's looking edit-y.
But the names ain't in it, so how?
Bro.
Look at that face means edit.
You're treading on thin ice, my guy.
That sounds treading like
treading on thin ice.
I used to love that song.
Yeah, exactly. That's
yeah, come on. Shout out
Wiley, fam.
Come on.
Fam.
Bro, you never listen to Strip Fit? Oh, come on.
Come on, Terrence, man. You must know about treading on thin ice.
No.
Anyway, go on.
I'm at the end of my tether. I'll be like this. Oh, come on, man. You need to get involved, bro. Get involved. Anyway. So they had a competition. Yeah. They were like, rah, it was summer competition. They were like, I can't remember if it was 20 pounds.
Where was they playing out? Fields?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You knew her from.
Yeah, from then. Yeah. So anyway.
That's funny how things turn out then, isn't it?
Yeah, things come full circle in their life. You know?
Of course they do.
Things come full circle in this life, you feel me? This is why what goes around comes around.
Mm.
Anyway. So they're like, yeah, whoever wins, it's a race.
Yeah.
So they mapped out the course around the hood.
Yeah.
And they're like, rah, whoever comes, everyone get their bikes out. And whoever comes first gets the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So everyone's like, everyone's going to get their bikes.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to get their bikes now. Like, it's taking like an hour to get everyone rounded up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my older brother, he has not got, for some reason, he ain't got his bike, but someone's like, rah, I'll lend you my bike to do the race.
Mm.
He's like, cool. I'm gas trying to like, yeah, I'm going to win, I'm going to win. Da-da-da-da. And this youth's like, this older youth has come. I think he's like related to my girl.
Yeah.
And he's like, bro, let me use your bike, innit? If I win, we'll split the £20.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just like, take your bike, bro.
Yeah,
you know, like, take my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. I don't even know Don, you know. I don't even know Duke.
What, like, all now you don't know?
Don't know him to this day. Don't know Duke. And this is
to
how,
this day!
And this is how a much of a community the hood is. Course, I don't know my man from Adam. He don't know me. He's like, let me use your gold dino to do this race. I might never see man again.
Yeah, exactly.
But he could have took a detour.
He could have ride to his house, bro.
He could have took a detour on the track.
But anyway, so we're in a basin, like, because you go down a dip and that's where all the houses are, innit?
Yeah.
So you go round, up, and then you go all the way around the estate, like all the way around the estate. And then there's, we're in the middle of the basin. At one end, you go up the hill and all the way around, and you come back and down. And then at the end of the course, there's the stairs that you have to ride down the stairs, isn't
it? Oh, shit.
Yeah, and then you come, then we can see you.
Yeah.
When you get back to the house,
then that's when you
know, innit? Yeah. So anyway, everyone set on your marks, get set, go. I ain't got my bike no more, so I'm like, you know, I'm not one of the fans at the finish line. You know, the guys that hold the checkers flag, and everyone's like, whatever. So everyone's just talking. It's gone quiet and that because the course is long.
Mm.
Like the course is a good 25 minutes to get all the way around. Yeah,
who the fuck mapped that out?
Is that they was doing some.
Her parents.
Oh shit!
It's a real thing. Like winner gets £20. So everyone's just chilling. And you know, like when you're younger, time goes slower.
Yeah, of course it
because
does.
Because 25 minutes, like...
It's long
The only reason why I really, really realised, and I'm digressing now, right? The only reason why I really, really realised time goes slower is because I used to be in the car going to, like, from Fields to my cousin's house in Toast Hill and think, fucking, I've been in the car for fucking time. Like, this is taking long. Like, are we there yet? Bro.
That's 10 minutes.
That's 10 minutes, bro. Anyway, time used to go slower. So anyway, so... Let's say 25 minutes and so it's passed, yeah? I'm thinking, I'm just there thinking, bro, my man needs to win from, I need to get £10.
£10 is big
£10, like, I need to get this £10, bro. These times, like, £10, £1 is buying me a Panda Pop, a Twix and a Chris.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm getting 10.
Yeah.
I'm getting a 10 boys. 10 men, you I'm feel me?
10 of them.
Because, imagine, I just see my man on the stairs, like, you know when, like, you're going down the stairs and you stand up on the BMX?
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, my man came! My man came in clutch!
Yeah.
He won, fam.
Oh, shit.
Bro, he won by miles.
Yeah.
Like, by miles, bro. He was, like, a good 5 minutes ahead of everybody else.
Oh, shit.
He was Lewis Hamilton. And he was Lewis Hamilton / Matt Hoffman / Tony Hawk in this team.
I said Matt Hoffman.
Yeah. Yeah. E cut true. Anyway, after that, you see the also runs. Like, I think there was a second or third prize as well in regards to the money. Everyone else, like, coming through. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's calm. Everyone's like talking shit, like, well, I overtook you there. I tried to get you there. I switched that gear. I've got my money and my bike.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I'm good.
Yeah.
My brother ain't arrived.
Who, your older brother?
My older brother ain't arrived.
Everyone's coming now.
Everyone's inside, but we're all there. All the bikes are outside. My brother ain't arrived. Everyone's like, right, I ain't even seen him. I don't even know what happened to him. Like, I ain't seen him. I'm like,
Sounds weird.
That fishy.
5 minutes has come past. He still ain't arrived. Everyone's like, we got our mobile phones.
Yeah, but it's cool.
He knows where we are, and we'll just come back, innit? You feel me? If you got, like, whatever. 10 minutes more has passed now. You see my man, my brother. Carrying the bike, down the stairs and that front, the front wheel of the bike, is all fucking warped like a sandwich.
Man,
he went out. So it's not even his bike.
Exactly,
he went out sad, fam.
Oh shit, it's not even his bike.
He borrowed the bike.
Yeah.
He borrowed the bike. Horrid. He wanted to be someone's champion.
Yeah, exactly.
And he ended up being just to come in last, fam. You know, like. Back in the day when you're playing Mario Kart, and you're last place and everyone finishes and your team just goes,
your team just stops.
Easy.
You was nowhere near the finish line, but
your team just finished like,
it's over for you.
Whistle blow for you. That's happened to him, fam. Anyway, he brought the back and everyone's like, "Raw, you all right? Like, what happened?" Da, 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 da. He's just pissed off like, crashed him.
So what happened to you with his back?
He gave Duke the bike and that. Obviously, Lewis would have patented the
bike.
But it's a thing where, one day out of commission. Yeah, fam. The frame weren't really fucked in that because if the forks were bent,
it'll be over.
It's over. Yeah. Man didn't have the machine to make your fork straight, but the wheel, it was just a matter of changing the wheel, changing the thing and that, and then getting patterned. But that was my last like prominent day in the end.
Yeah.
After that, I remember moving to Summer Leighton. And then that produced a whole different set of stories and things and that, cause how you move from hood to hood to hood to hood to hood to hood to hood. I sound like blurt it out, but certain man that I've been like, yeah.
Like, you're just gonna blur it out because
of course you're gonna blur it out.
That was so bait in you. You might as well have just said his full name.
Might as well.
And then that would have got blurred out too.
Yeah, yeah.
I really watch this carefully. Toby watches carefully.
Well, I know where it is, bro. I know where it is. Yeah. But anyway, have you man got any of those stories?
My last time. One of the last times I remember doing a ride out, it was me, my next door neighbor, Crazer, and my little brother. By the time we're a bit older, so we're riding around the hood. Like, I'm talking around. Mm-hmm. Something's happened. I don't know what's happened. But man's bucked into police of some sort. I don't know why. What's happened? Like we ain't doing nothing. Mm. Obviously, across from where I live, there's stairs that go all the way up to like the top of the block, and there's like a car park at the top, and the police has kind of turned in and drove to us, but kind of turned on the sirens. I just remember saying, "Oh fuck this!" And man's rolled down the stairs. Like it's like easily set like 7 flights of stairs.
Oh, those are like the in Gypsy Hill, those are like the fucking rocky steps.
Yeah. Them stairs, and it's like man just flew down. But obviously, as soon as I fly down,
if you jump down, you're dead.
It's over for you.
You're dead.
But if you hold on, you're literally cutting out like the hole going around. Man's cut through and just went into my block of flats. And I just remember like putting the bike like back. And being in my house because I thought the police could have come. Mm-hmm. The police didn't come. Man was just like, it's the last time that I really remember like riding out or going out to play out. Like after that, I think that was the prominent times of when I probably just moved away. Mm. Once I moved away, I didn't really come back of sort like that. Like my brother was.
Back in the summers and that.
Yeah, like a couple times I'll come back, say, well, go on, whatever. But when I came back, I'm going to my brethren's house. Crazy, so I'll go and chill in his house, because in my house they had like, since I left to like when I just didn't go back, there was like 3 sets of families that even started to live. Yeah, like they just started to do like, the mad thing.
They started to just flip it.
Yeah, so it's like once you hear that it's been dogged out, you're thinking like this ain't even mine. No, it's gone.
The sentiment is
It's gone. Yeah, the whole
too many
gone.
People have shit in the toilet and the kitchen. Yeah,
it's too much for me. So. And then after the last time I went to his house to go check him, I never went back. Mm. So I think that police time was like the last time man really.
Does Crazy still live there?
Nah.
Okay,
nah,
cool.
Yeah, no. I think his mum might, but I know that he don't. Yeah. So that was one of my last times. What about you?
Tempts didn't move out.
Huh?
You didn't move?
Yeah,
exactly. So there must have been a.
I don't know. I just think
I'm still on yellow brick to this day. To this day.
Playing 66 and that.
Try and knock and see if you'll find me, bro. You don't even know where I am. I don't know. I can't remember. Because I wasn't in that block anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't think that was the last time. I think there was a time when I used to ask my brethren, like, why don't man chill there no more? And then niggas was just doing inner peck and beefing. So things weren't safe in certain places no more because niggas was really getting splashed.
Yeah.
And this was like, it was at that point where I was like, oh, this is getting a bit weird. Mm-hmm. And this is probably like, maybe like year 8, year 9.
Yeah.
And it just got to the point where it was just like, yeah, man, not chill around there no more. Yeah. I was like, why? We're beefing these. Da-da-da-da. I was like, but you don't live down the road from each other. I was like, yeah. And I think that was it.
Yeah, that's a mad one.
Then I don't remember even till this day, I don't think no one even...
Done anything.
No one even chills around there.
Oh, chills around there, no. Yeah.
I mean, maybe like the young G's.
Yeah.
But there was a point where that block felt abandoned, bro.
As it all does, man. It always gets like that.
Most blocks feel like that. Because even on my block, when a certain someone went jail...
Yeah, fam. It's like Game of Thrones.
The whole fun when it comes. The whole fun stopped. Still. And you feel it in summer.
Yeah.
Summer's when everybody is outside. And, like, you know, like, throughout the other seasons, some man go jail, some man move off the end. Some man do this, do that. But summertime is when you really see who's really still on the ends and blah, blah, blah. The following summer to when my man went in jail, obviously he used to have everyone outside, everyone was outside his yard. The next summer when it was quiet, it was like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I just remember like hearing, I don't want to say the gang's name, but you know the gang. Yeah. Oh, these are these youths, yeah, and they chill over there now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, so what happened to you lot? I was like, basically got nyam up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Without being bad, man. But
yeah.
that's how it felt, because that's when man started to hear about these youths.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And their name was building. Like, it was building to the point where, you get
it
me?
It was a massive snowball.
It was massive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The flag was different.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's different stuff.
The flag that everyone knew was a different flag. Yeah, this is our flag.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, I always remember thinking, I'm not even gonna, like, I don't even know these youths. Yeah. I don't know, maybe I know like two or three of them, but not to the point where, like, because at that point, man is self-aware enough to know what a beg is.
Mm.
I don't know these brothers. I don't know where, I know what estate they're at, but it's not an estate that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just gonna stay away because I don't know, I don't wanna be a beg.
Yeah,
I don't wanna be a beg, and I don't wanna be the one that everyone's like, yeah, go do something. I'll be like, no, I don't even know you lot, bro. Yeah, so, and I remember around that same time, there was a couple people, this is around year 9, 10, yeah, where a couple men was doing the, yeah, to be recruited, you must convert.
Oh.
So it was game over for me from there.
Yeah, I'm ahead.
I'm ahead out.
We're gonna sign off on
I'm ahead out.
We definitely got to do a part two on this stuff.
Man did a touch on fights.
Yeah. And it's secondary
man did a touch on certain mums going mad on other mums or like certain.
I never experienced any of that, unfortunately.
Well, there's like when neighbors are sleeping with each other and it comes out on the block. It's
this is why, like, see hell, little me's listen to this and being like, oh, I wish I lived on the block.
Man will do a part two. But if you lot's got any stories of growing up, playing out, the games used to play, whatever, DM us, hit us up, let us know. We'll do a part two real soon. Like I always say, make sure you're liking, subscribing, hitting us up. Was it clicking the notifications to know when we post a video? We will be back next week.
Tug of War in the place.
And we'll be back next week, man.
Why are you talking so softly? What happened? You're talking that hella. Oh, yeah.
Because I'm trying to go home.
Keep shining them bitches.
I can't do it.